Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May 25th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is indeed our one of two in the goal, always, to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. A recap of several previous shows with issues that relate to right now, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let Joe Biden, whacked out Uncle Grandpa Pervert Joe, some people call him the president, put America under Bill Gates, the World Health Organization control. Bill Gates controls the World Health Organization, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Gates in 2010, he told the world he wanted to reduce the global population by 10 to 15% through vaccines, among other things. The Gates Foundation, to do this work, was established in 1994. And in the year 2000, it was renamed the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Yeah, now he's divorced from Melinda because of his ties to Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted pedophile, right? But the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is now the second largest charity in the world, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Well, anyway, Bill Gates is attempting to force his corrupt, evil will on the entire world, ladies and gentlemen. In 1 year, he spent $8.3 million lobbying to receive billions of dollars. Yeah. From Americans and other nations, all to enforce his will on you via the WHO. Now, Donald Trump tried to get out of the WHO. We give him credit for that. But, of course, Joe Biden punched us right back in. In 2021, for example, Gates Charities gave a staggering $1.4 billion to the World Health Organization, more than any other country in the world, including the United States and Germany. That kind of money buys a lot of influence, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. Bill Gates single-handedly put more money into the WHO than all other countries. Well, it's urgent because the World Health Organization meeting began last Sunday. It is disaster. Yeah, Liberty Counsel, Matt Staver, attorney, writes this. One billionaire to rule us all. This same billionaire is using his deep pockets to establish the World Health Organizations with global authority to do his bidding. The only thing that stands in his way, ladies and gentlemen, is our ability to wake up our sleeping members of Congress and demand they stop Joe Biden from signing on, signing America onto Bill Gates' WHO amendments that are before the global body right now. American sovereignty is not for sale. Call your congressmen and senators. Tell Congress to stop Joe Biden's attempt to give our freedom to the billionaire Bill Gates' pet project, the World Health Organization, or the WHO. Now, Lizzie, there's a soundbite in the folder from Bill Gates. Let's see if we can cue that up and play that in a second. But, folks, this is serious. Serious indeed. And the reason it's so important is because the WHO's meeting now. And we're getting more and more updates from Matt Staver via email and our buddy Alex Newman from The New American. will be with us tomorrow for a couple of minutes to talk about it. He's speaking at a homeschool convention, and he'll be on the radio with us for a couple of minutes. Myself and Dr. Scott Bradley, along with Alex Newman tomorrow. Be ready for that upcoming incredible broadcast. But here's Bill Gates, folks.
You know, we see a phenomenal track record. It's been $100 billion overall that the world's put in. Our foundation is a bit more than $10 billion. But we feel there's been over a 20-to-1 return. So if you just look at the economic benefits, that's a pretty strong number compared to anything else.
Bill Gates, ladies and gentlemen, think about it. He's telling you that he got rich on Microsoft, on government contracts, and then on special privilege now. He's a philanthropist worldwide with a charity, and the government of the United States and governments around the world gave him a 20-to-1 return on his money. Now he's at the global level with a charity, a non-governmental organization, NGO, and his goal is to rule the world through this, and we're making it happen through our vaccination funding. It is a disgrace, folks. You better beware. All right, we'll talk about that more tomorrow, but I wanted to update you on that. Now, yesterday we were talking to Alex Spicer. He was with me for both hours. He's a professional, successful social media consultant. And he builds marketing relationships that last. GTMguys.com is his website. GTMguys.com. Now, he also is involved in what's called the Alex Spicer Show, a moral and religious perspective. AlexSpicer.com to learn more about his podcast, his show that he does. Now, we talked about the battle lines are drawn. Do you know where you stand? And that really is a critical discussion point. We discussed it for 2 hours. First hour, we discussed it philosophically, relating to a lot of realities that we see. Divides in America. They want to divide and conquer us, ladies and gentlemen. We need to be wise enough. We need to shout out the clarion call for civility to prevent this. But they want to divide and conquer us on every fault line they can find. All right, we talked about this incredible guideline from Georgia Congressman Paul Brown. He said he would never vote for a legislative measure unless it meets four basic tests. Number one, is it moral and good? Number two, is it constitutional? Do we need it and can we afford it? Incredible four guidelines, in my opinion, that's really important. We then talked about the AM for Every Vehicle Act. You got your government now thinking they got to force AM radios in every car by law, by legislation. Okay, Ford and others were going to not have AM radios in their cars, but Ford now reversed their position on AM radios and vehicles. CEO Jim Farley says the company realizes AM's importance to emergency broadcasts. And I get that. I'm not against this push for safety, security, but if we're not careful, we'll lose it all. Many automakers are still going the wrong direction, they say, including Tesla, BMW, Porsche, Audi, Volvo, Volkswagen, and many others. Now, the problem with it all is, ladies and gentlemen, I am for having AM radios. I see the value. I am not for government mandates to do such. I think we can use the court of public opinion to push for AM radios. You know what? You can pay $200 more and have AM radio in your car. You can buy an aftermarket radio. There's a lot of choices that we have. Don't believe for a second that it needs to be mandated. But folks, look, they're playing games of technology here. And literally in 2002 and 3, I think it was, we really had an option that got somehow blown out of the water. Headline, Merry Christmas. Do you know what the Motorola Symphony Digital Radio Project was? You probably don't, do you? But I had Motorola folks on the air with me. They're going to announce a new chipset. A new digital chipset in which they could basically receive AM radio, get rid of all the static and all the interference, clean up the signal, raise the volume. It was going to be better than AM FM radio. It was ready to go to market, but somebody shut down the technology. Motorola's Symphony digital radio chipset delivers great AM FM reception and performance. Motorola Symphony digital radio. RadioWorld.com. There's articles about this technology that exists still on the internet. You got to know what to look for. Look for the terms I just gave you. Symphony digital radio Motorola, and you'll find them if you look. But this technology got absolutely upended and buried and shut down. You got to ask the question, why? It's all about control, in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen. It is a shame. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. Maybe good, honest Americans could revive a project like that. I'd need to get to some engineers. We could develop it in stages, just get a regular radio, play the signal into maybe a Pi. A Pi is a little computer, if you guys don't know. And then see if we couldn't clean it up with algorithms and digital. And it could be done. Motorola had the best plan. They already had it built, and it got shut down. I tried to get a hold of people to find out why, and I get nothing but silence. Radio silence, pardon the phrase, right? Anyway, we also talked about J.P. Morgan Chase announced that it would spend more than $200 million to purchase the removal of a massive amount of carbon dioxide from the air. They say it's a bid to boost the development of carbon dioxide removal, CDR, technology. Yeah, the massive investment from the largest bank in the U.S. would pull the equivalent of 800,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide from the air. That's the second largest removal. Guess who did the biggest removal? That's right, Microsoft. Bill Gates again. They're playing games, folks. Look out as they try to take over the world.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Matthew 24:24 teaches us that the church is deceived today. Deceived Christians call themselves Judeo-Christians. Around 1900, Jews commissioned the Scofield Reference Bible, which transformed the Jews from Christian killers to the chosen people. Here's the truth. America is in the Bible. Revelation 21. Our form of government came down from heaven. Verse 3. The many Christian ministers at the Constitutional Convention sought God's will. The God-given rights in the Constitution were ordained by God. America is the new promised land for Christian Israel, and Christians are the true chosen people. True Israel is Christian. Listen to Jesus, quote, "My sheep follow me," unquote, and, quote, "You do not believe because you are not my sheep," unquote. John 10:25-27. The beast has transformed America into the woman mystery Babylon, Revelation chapter 17. For the complete Bible study, write to Christian Knuckles, P.O. Box 210813, Royal Palm Beach, Florida 33421.
Honest Money Report starts now, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to welcome Brian Rust, RustQuantumGift.com, and Kelly Finnegan to the airwaves. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you very much, Sam. Glad to be with you.
Kelly, welcome, sir.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Ron DeSantis, quote, "Patriots, it's official. I'm in. I'm running for president of the United States. Join me." He kicked it off on Twitter. It didn't go well. Twitter fiasco. We'll talk about that in more detail next hour. But he's in. Are you in to support? Are you down to support Ron DeSantis, Kelly?
Yeah, I am. So far, I mean, he's pushing all the right buttons.
What do you say, Brian?
Yeah, I think he's been trying to battle against the other side, I guess, the evils of what's going on and standing up to some of that. I like that. I hope that his voice can be out there. I wonder how this back and forth with Trump's going to be. That's the issue that we see. Are we pulling some boats here, some boats there? And I don't know. That's always the case. And then we end up with someone on the other side who's very weak.
All right, I got a live read that I want to read from a sponsor, and I want to get you guys' take on his statements. And then I want to kind of discuss this, and we're eventually going to tie the economy to this, okay? My name is Christian Knuckles. Donald Trump is God's man. Evidence. He is being persecuted for righteousness' sake, Matthew 5:10. DeSantis is God's man. Fighting the beast at Disney. Walt Disney was God's man. Look how the beast sworn to buy Disney upon Walt's death. They turned Walt Disney Incorporated into the whore of Babylon. They turned the New Jerusalem, America, into the mystery Babylon, Revelations 12. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com. What do you think? Is Ron, is Don, and is Walt, are they all God's men? First, you, Kelly.
Well, I want to say in ways they're godly. I wouldn't say that in every way they're godly, but they have their strengths. All men have weaknesses. So, unfortunately, there's few that are willing to admit to their weaknesses. And so that's what I look for in God's man, is that he has weaknesses and admits to them.
Wow, that's a rare breed, that's for sure. I try to be one of them, but it's hard. You're right about this. This is a telltale reality of those who are humble and fight for liberty, Brian. Kelly's right on this one.
Yeah, I think Kelly is right, and I agree with him. It's these people that, I guess you go back to even our forefathers. I mean, I would say they're godly men, and they did the best they could and were even inspired and led and that, but it's how easily once these, men we call God's men, die or move on, how the agenda down that road is, that can's kicked and where it's going and what the agenda is following. And you can see evidence in that in Disney and other places.
Yeah, I think Walt was God's man in many ways. I think Disney started out as a wonderful, wonderful entertainment venue and everything else. There was it was the place of happiness or whatever, but I think it changed. And I think the vultures and the evil ones, the cabal or whatever you want to say, absolutely sprung to control Disney upon Walt's death. I agree with that point. I also agree that Donald Trump is God's man in many ways. And I agree that Ron DeSantis is God's man in many ways. They're both fighting for liberty. I know they're different. We can debate who's, more valuable or more influential or more capable or whatever in the fight. But I think both of them have done a lot of good. And I don't think that we're all God's men because we're human. We make mistakes and we're not perfect. And we need to admit to those mistakes. But at the same time, I think there's a lot of people that are far from perfect that God uses to do his bidding and to carry out his purposes. A lot of flawed men. I mean, look, Peter denied Christ 3 times, but yet he was still worthy to repent, to change, to be forgiven. And so we all have that grace that I think Kelly's talking about, Brian.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that, hopefully we can battle forth. I think one of the big things that happened in this country is we kind of took God out of everything. And there's consequences as a result of that. And we're seeing a lot of it.
All right, I want to tie this to the economy. We're going to talk about the presidents here in a minute and what they will do and how the economic discussions will happen on the stage. Joe Biden's got us headed towards a cryptocurrency, as you all know. Some are calling it Fedcoin. And I think that's disaster. We'll talk about both of these men, Ron and Don, and what will they do about it. But first, let's talk about the Honest Money Report. Where's gold sitting, Brian?
The paper price for gold right now is $1,950.
Even?
Yeah.
$1,950. Wow. Okay. Hasn't changed much, has it?
Well, it's down from over the last few months. I guess the, you know, we're seeing the little bouncing down. I still call it the yo-yo effect, and to be very careful with how we, as we watch that, because it's I call it also a weeding out. They try to get you to weed out. This market's going the other way now. I got to get out, and that's you got to be very careful, and not buy into this agenda based on these paper trends.
Yes, but it's been fluctuating around the 2K mark for a long time, really.
Correct, but based on a lot of the issues that we're facing in this country, and that our metals shouldn't we're basing around that 2000, which is great, but you know, to have silver at $23.10 or so like that, when it realistically should be over 50, because we're 10 maybe 20 times worse when it was 50. Why is it 50 and the things they said at that point, and now why is it 20? And that's all manipulation based on paper.
Amen to that. 23.10, you're saying silver is right now?
Correct.
All right, so silver hasn't been changing much either. It's up a little bit, but silver's been right around that 20 mark, and gold's been right around that 2,000 mark for quite some time now, up and down a little bit, and silver's been closer to 20-25. But really, it's just amazing. What's that, 100 times? If one's $20, one's $2,000, we're almost at 100 times ratio now. That ratio continues to just widen. In the beginning of our country, we talked about the coinage act or whatever. It was 15-1, right?
Yeah.
15-1 to 100-1, Kelly. Is something wrong in your mind?
There's something going on, but, you know, silver's become an industrial metal now, and the price going down is kind of telling you that nobody's planning on them making anything. So that's kind of what that tells you with that. And right now with this budget crisis that's going on about raising the debt ceiling, people are just not knowing what to do, so they're just pulling back on everything right now. So there's just fear. And people are still believing the narrative that comes out of D.C. So, you know, the majority think that that's what it is, and so that's what it is.
Brian, what do you say to that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I find it interesting. We talk, you know, the government, the debt ceiling, and they scare us. Oh, they might default. My question back to them that say they might default. Haven't we already defaulted years ago? I think we've already defaulted way back when, and we're seeing the ripple effects of that. And then they keep going. Well, the government might shut down. They're not. I mean, yeah, what a week. It's a joke, is what it is.
Well, and I kind of wonder, you know, even if we haven't defaulted yet, but as I mentioned, the ratio of gold and silver used to be locked 15-1. A silver dollar, silver eagle, silver dollar, ladies and gentlemen, that says $1 on it today, 2023 minted, says $1 on it today. It literally takes between $35 and $40 to get one of those. And haven't they already defaulted by making our money virtually worth nothing? I mean, look,
yeah,
that means the dollar's worth about 2.5 cents of what it was once worth, Brian. I mean, they've already destroyed it, right? We're just pretending that it's not.
Yes, that's exactly right. We've already defaulted. I mean, we still use the adage, and I love, you know, I can still buy a gallon of gas for a quarter, still. But you know, I can. It's a silver,
a real quarter.
So that hasn't lost value. Yes. So
there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live. RussQuinnandGift.com.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. After filing paperwork yesterday with the Federal Election Commission, GOP presidential candidate Ron DeSantis went onto Twitter with Elon Musk to make the announcement when the platform broke. Late last night, DeSantis appeared on Fox News.
No more excuses. We've got to get this one done. And anybody that's so inclined to help us, I would love to have your support at rondesantis.com. If you make a donation, maybe we can break that part of the internet as well.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he is sending his negotiators to the White House, and he anticipated a breakthrough on a deal to cut spending and raise the debt limit. McCarthy did acknowledge his negotiations were still far apart when it comes to cutting spending. Democrat lawmakers are putting the blame on McCarthy and the Republicans for the talks not bearing any results so far. What's love got to do with it? Tina Turner's death yesterday has the world mourning the energetic entertainer. Turner got candid about her health 2 months before her death. In a March 9th post shared on Instagram, Turner said she regretted not taking care of her kidneys sooner, telling her followers that she put herself in great danger by not receiving medical care for her high blood pressure. Quote, "If I would have known how high blood pressure and kidney disease are connected, I would have spared myself a lot of suffering," end quote. Many residents of Guam remained without power and utilities this morning after Typhoon Mawar tore through the remote U.S. Pacific territory. Guam is a 212-square-mile Pacific island located about 3,800 miles west of Hawaii. Weather satellites tracked a Category 4 storm as it produced winds up to 140 miles per hour while moving northwest past Guam. NOAA reported it was the most powerful storm to hit the island in 60 years. A state of emergency by President Biden has been announced. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Progressive presents Precious Moments.
Yeah, I caught my first fish, Dad!
Great job, buddy. He's a beauty.
Thanks for taking me fishing. Love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
The exchange you just heard didn't actually happen, but it could. Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive, and you could use the savings to make sure the boat's always ready for those magical father-son moments. Who knows, maybe someday he'll actually like fishing. So keep the dream alive and the savings coming with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Kelly Finnegan, Brian Rust, RustQuittingGift.com, The Honest Money Report, ladies and gentlemen. Ah, man, you got to kind of wonder what of these two guys, Ron and Don, are either of them going to really get the economy in a meaningful way back on track? You know, on one hand, they might do a lot of good. Things are better under Donald than they were under or than they are under Biden. But at the same time, none of them are willing to talk about honest money, Brian.
Well, they you know, it's big money to them, basically, if they can continue to print and do whatever they want. I mean, it's, you know, they add money to their portfolio, you know, and so they don't care. They don't, it doesn't, you know, in a sense, doesn't affect them. It hurts who it hurts is the people who are trying to having to take on two jobs to survive or, you know, all the issues that are facing the, a lot of these middle class or less. It's the wealth from bottom line to top line. There's a divide, a bigger divide that we've ever seen. So yeah, that's what's happening. They don't care about the people. So, you know, let's just print more money. Someone's got to pay it, but we don't, I guess.
Kelly, what do you say? Will either of them really change the game and talk about money in a real honest way? Or is it just more of a I'll spend it differently than you will guy? And yeah, it might be better. You might have some temporarily feel good, but they made the economy feel good while the dollar has literally lost all of its value to the point where it's only worth about 2.5 cents now.
Well, there's too many other things that they can talk about. So they don't even need to address that. That ship has sailed. you know, Nixon temporarily took us off of the gold standard in 1971. And I'm still waiting for that to be put back into place. And that won't happen because our gold would be gone in a heartbeat if we still have any. So, no, they're not going to talk about that. They'll just talk about how much better they'll be about spending that money and printing less. And as Trump said, drill, baby, drill.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is running for president. You think if he got elected, he'd bring back his, what is it, his uncle, I guess it is, in the printing of the United States notes, $2 bills, as a way to try to get us off the Federal Reserve? You think that's going to happen?
Well, you know, he is a man that is between two parties. He claims to be a Democrat, but he acts like a Republican. And a lot like his uncle, but I don't know. You know, he's someone I think that could really make a difference. And if he ran, it would really cause the Democrats heartache.
He's already announced his running. He's already running.
Yeah, I know. And if he runs as a Democrat, I really still don't think Joe's going to get the nomination. I think it'll probably be Robert F. Kennedy with some strings. You know, and he'll be willing to do that. So
yeah, the problem is he speaks a little too much truth to power for their liking, especially on the vaccines and more. What do you think, Kelly? Do you think Robert F. Kennedy, RFK Jr., can go ahead and bring back a semblance of honest money?
I just talked. Maybe you want Brian to answer that one.
Brian?
That's all right. Well, I agree with Kelly. I think that it'd be interesting to see kind of what happens. I look at this and I just kind of want everybody to fall in. Let's just look at common sense. Let's have some of that instead of shy away from, you know, who's a woman or who's this or this idea. We can't, you know, this country's falling apart because we can't identify and stand up for who we are. You know, I'd like to put somebody in there, a military guy that's been out there and fought on the front line, put him up there and get back to some of that constitutional, look, we fought for this country, we're going to fight for it again. All you people that you're uncommon sense, get out of the way, and let's go forth and you know, where's Patton, or I don't know, some of these other guys, you know, somebody like that that's going to has a backbone. And so,
right, some conservatives in the media asked a question, and I kind of think it's a clown question on one hand. On the other hand, I think it's a really important question to answer, which is interesting. It's a clown question because I think we know the answer. It's an important question because the answer, I think, is very telling. Here it is. We'll start with Brian. Will the debt ceiling fight tank the U.S. economy further?
Will the debt ceiling tank our economy?
Will the debt ceiling fight? In other words, the battle over the debt ceiling, will it tank our economy further?
Yeah.
And that's why I say it's a clown question. Of course it will, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. The answer is obvious. Of course it will.
That's right.
Now, I don't think that they're asking it as a clown question like they're serious. They're trying to make a point, which I want to help them make, is what I'm getting at here. It's a clown question to think that it won't, or that it's possible that it won't. The truth is it's going to get worse because whenever you create uncertainty in the marketplace, which is what they're doing, the repercussions aren't fun, Brian.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's exactly where we are. I mean, they're guessing, well, maybe we're going to go to crypto. We're going to pull ourselves out with crypto. Or we're going to, yeah, there's a ton of uncertainty. I keep my, you know, I preach at my shop. It's like, we're not coming out of this debt. We're not coming out of trillions. I mean, you start at, what is a trillion? You know, we're not coming out of trillions. Because then they're next going to say it's quadrillions. But we're not coming out of trillions. So in that sense, we've already defaulted. We're already bankrupt, you know. So in that sense, yeah, we need to get back to some kind of backing and support where people buy into it. But you got banks who are struggling. I mean, they're playing the yo-yo with percentages and so on. Well, people are pulling out. If they can get 4% on their money over here, they're not going to leave it in the bank at 0%, you know, the bail-in. I mean, it's so common sense. It's common sense.
What do you say, Kelly? Will the debt ceiling fight tank the U.S. economy further?
Well, just the whole debt ceiling ruined it. And Paul Krugman, Nobel laureate economist, who's an idiot, says, well, they just need to get rid of the debt limit, the ceiling, and just allow them to just print as much as they need to, because governments can never go broke. Well, this one already is, and all of them in the world are. So all you do is, I guess you just keep making a new currency. You know, look at all the civilizations in the past that started doing that and what happened to them, you know. But yeah, it's good that people realize what's going on, and let's make some choices about what we're spending stuff. If they're going to keep spending it, maybe we can slow it down a little bit.
Well, Joe's got a plan. The question is, could the 14th Amendment solve the debt limit, they say? Yeah, can you solve the debt limit standoff with the 14th Amendment? The White House says it's not a long-term fix. Biden believes that the 14th Amendment gives him the, quote, legal authority to bypass Congress and literally get around the debt ceiling. They say, which currently the debt ceiling sets a cap on the amount the U.S. can borrow, but he says he can just get around it no problem with the 14th Amendment. At issue is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which basically says the validity of the public debt of the United States shall not be questioned. So some constitutional law experts, they say, and an increasing number of members of Congress, Democrats especially, say that Biden should challenge the constitutionality of the federal debt limit by saying, hey, we'll just say because of the 14th Amendment, you can't do that. Treasury, print away. Even if Congress doesn't act. Brian, you first.
Well, their agenda is all over the map. They kind of say they can do whatever they want. And even if it says they can't do that, they're pushing agendas to do it and trying their best to bypass any of these amendments, any of this. They want to change it. And then their whole agenda is a joke, if you ask me. I mean, I don't know how we just go in and do what we want to do because they think they can do, even if it doesn't say they can, they're going to do it. It's a circus.
What do you think, Kelly? They say this shall not be questioned. And then Joe's just saying, hey, I can just move ahead with authority and just skip Congress. Because if you go look at the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen, the 14th Amendment is a problem and should be abolished because the supreme law of the land says no state shall use anything but legal tender, gold and silver, for the payments of all debts. So maybe we can't question the debt, Joe. But what you can't do is take it off of gold and silver either, Joe. So given that reality, you can't increase it one penny unless you're going to get gold and silver. So we got a dilemma going on constitutionally, Kelly.
Well, first of all, Congress created the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is the one that's making stuff out of paper. That's how they get around it. And the other thing is Congress already passed.
Hey, can you skip the break? Thank you. Go ahead, Kelly.
I was going to say Congress already passed the budget. Now it's on in the Senate, you know, side of the court to deal with, and they don't want to do it because they're Democrats and they want to have it their way. But they got this way early. This wasn't like at the last second they got this thing. They got this, you know, more than a month in advance, and they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to cut back. And it's not even really cutbacks. It's like, let's not spend money that we haven't spent that we were going to. So it's just a way to have their cake and eat it too. And, you know, like I said, the Federal Reserve was created so that they could get away from the gold and silver issue.
Roger that. True story. Brian, this is a sad tale. I've got two sad stories for you relating to the boom in economy while they debate the debt ceiling and while Tina Turner dies and everything else. I don't know if you remember on American Idol, there was a girl who won. She went by the nickname Just Sam. She won American Idol. Well, what's interesting is now American Idol winner Just Sam returns to singing on the New York City subway for donations. USA Today with the story, and she basically talks about, hey, Katie and Lionel and Luke, if you want to help me with donations, by all means. And so I don't know, winning American Idol used to be a golden ticket to ride, and now it's maybe not so coveted, huh, Brian?
So how did she fall out of grace? Did she just couldn't get a contract or couldn't? I don't know her story, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm just saying, very interesting thing, right?
Yeah.
And what it brings me up about is Madonna's brother, believe it or not. Madonna, as you know, a well-known singer, billionaire or whatever. Her brother literally lived homeless for quite a while and was a drunk and lived homeless and eventually died and stuff like that. And you find out behind the story oftentimes that there's other problems. Madonna tried to help for a while, and then he wouldn't, you know, accept her help. And anyway, long, interesting stories behind the scenes. But I think that's the trouble with America. On the surface, it seems funny, but there's fundamental reasons behind things that when you dig in start to make sense. Let me give you another example. You know, the Republican states are saying, hey, we cannot have sanctuary cities or sanctuary whatever. The Democrat states are all about the sanctuary, bringing illegals. Well, now we find out that the Republicans are really as sanctuary as the Democrats. They just pretend they're not. I find that interesting. But then the Republican governor started pushing illegals to the Democrat states, right? Well, anyway, What happened is now New York City Mayor Eric Adams asked a judge for permission on Tuesday to relieve New York City of its duty and longstanding, quote, obligation to provide shelter for anyone who asks. And he asserts that the immense, quote, influx of asylum seekers has overwhelmed its ability to accommodate all those in need. City officials say the arrival of 65,000 asylum seekers has presented the city with challenges never contemplated, not foreseeable, and indeed even remotely imagined. New York single-handedly cannot provide care to everyone, quote, crossing our borders, Mr. Adams said. Being dishonest about this will only result in our system collapsing. So they went from mocking Republicans and mocking conservatives and saying we're nuts and we're racist on the border to agreeing with, doubling down on, in fact, making everything we say so much worse it's beyond imagination. We said we can't handle the influx. Now they're literally saying, hey, if we're dishonest about this, it only will result in our whole system collapsing. A New York liberal mayor is saying, hey, illegals are going to collapse our system, people. And they're not even on the border.
Yeah.
But yet they went years saying there's no border crisis. You guys are on crack. You're just racist. Brian first.
Yeah. I mean, he wants to have it both ways. He doesn't want to have any of that, to deal with any of that. We ought to take him down and make him work on the border. Let's put him down there and let's see how he has feelings for those people, the people that live on the border and can't. I mean, hundreds of thousands coming into their backyard, but boy, we can't deal with it up here in New York. I mean,
yeah, it makes you want to think Donald Trump style people another brick joke in the wall.
I mean, holy smoke!
Yeah, yeah, do you think Mayor Adams could lay one of the bricks in Donald's wall, Kelly?
Oh, yeah, the dream, huh? But, yeah, but he won't take that sanctuary city title off of there, you know. But I don't want you, you know. So upstate New York's getting upset because they're starting to ship him out there, and they're like, hey, we're not a sanctuary city. You wanted him. You got him. They're yours. And yeah. Chicago's found that out, Washington, D.C. It's like it sounds good, you know, that you're a sanctuary city, but it's only virtue signal, which is the big thing now, just to make it look like you care.
Amen.
I find it just amazing that when they're forced to deal with the very same crisis, they come up with the same conclusions. It reminds me of when presidents run and they win the election and become president of the United States. It seems like they talk big, but when it comes down to it, they're all on the same page. There's not really a big difference between the Republicans and the Democrats, a little bit, but not much. Nothing that would really change the direction of the country, Brian.
No, ask Mitt Romney. Isn't he kind of that way?
Yes. Now, did you hear about this mayor from Utah that wants to take on Romney, saying he just can't take it anymore? He's the mayor of Riverton.
Yeah. Saying, hey, what?
He just can't take it. He's like, I got to do something.
That's right. I think there's a lot of us, but did we? I guess we thought he would help or do something, but really, I mean, what's his track record? He isn't going to help. He's one of the good old boys. He was brought up that way. So, yeah, I don't know. It's
I find this interesting. In New York, they say that this was never contemplated. It was not foreseeable, and it couldn't even be imagined. It's so bad. But Kelly, we've been telling them this for years, right? How can they not imagine it if we've been telling it to them? How can they say it's not contemplated? We contemplated and talked about it on this radio program. It airs in New York on the internet. They can listen.
But they didn't have to deal with it. It wasn't right in their face. You know, they can hear about it, but they're just got their fingers in their ears going la, 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 and watching MSNBC and CNN, and that's telling them that everything's great and they're the most wonderful people in the world. And people vote for him. It's like in Chicago, you know, they're wondering why all these stores are closing. And it's like, well, you voted the guy in who's worse than Lightfoot. You know, you're getting your comeuppance. And they just don't get it, you know. But you keep putting those people in, and that's what you get. So obviously that must be what you want till it's in their face.
And to Brian's point, we're doing the same with Ole Mitt.
Yeah.
Tell me how a Republican becomes governor of Massachusetts. Tell me how you do that as a Republican. You have to put on that Democrat suit and act like one. That's how you do it.
All right. Smoke and mirrors.
Well, and that's what happened. And now we basically let him be a carpetbagger in Utah, and we let him get elected. Now, I realize most Utahns didn't really want to vote for him. I believe that they circumvented the caucus system, created new laws that let him use big money to bypass all that. So it's big money that brought him in, but shame on us for allowing it to happen, right?
Well, and he used his religion in his name, and people just followed that. That's all they looked at. It's just that outside veneer, and they didn't look inside, and that's what they got.
Well, there's a little tidbit of interest, I think, in this. I'm highlighting all these stories because they relate to the reason we're in trouble, economically speaking. One, dishonest money. And then he says, if we're going to be dishonest about this, we're going to melt down. Good point, sir. You're right for once in your life, Mayor of New York. If you're dishonest, you will melt down. Honesty is the best policy and is the issue here. But there's another headline that I find fascinating. A California university did not report hundreds of millions of dollars in funding from a Chinese government that was used to launch a research campus in the communist nation of China. Between 2014 and 2018, the University of California at Berkeley received a $240 million investment from the communist Chinese and partnered and built this Chinese campus, which is called nicknamed China's MIT. You can see why we're in trouble like we are. We're partnering with the communists. We don't know what a woman is. Just Sam is starving. And the mayor of the most liberal city in the country says, oh, my gosh, we better tell the truth or we're going to absolutely, you know what, lose the farm. And then listen to this headline, because I think it ties it all together, gentlemen. Honesty is the issue, as I told you. But here's the headline. Texas, we always think it's a conservative state, ready to go, stand for God, family, and country, the Bible Belt, right? I guess a bill to put the Ten Commandments in the Texas government schools fails. The House wouldn't vote for it.
Right. How interesting, isn't it?
Well, it's obvious why we're in trouble. We're going to let that bill fail.
Well,
we're going to ship all the illegals all over the country. Then everybody's just going to riot and complain. And then we're just going to go ahead and just raise the debt ceiling. That ought to fix it. And then just literally get in bed with the communist Chinese and go to war with Ukraine and Russia.
There's two terms that the liberals will not say, and that is, I'm sorry, and I was wrong. And all you have to do is look at Bud Light, Budweiser, and see that, and all these other woke companies. They're not willing to say that. Oops, I was wrong. I'm sorry. And that's all it would take for a lot of it. But nope, not willing to do that. You are wrong. Everyone else is wrong. We're right. We're just ahead of the curve.
Yeah, so the problem with America is we're doubling down in stupidity, Brian.
Yeah, you're not a kid. I come back to two words, common sense. Where's all this common sense? There's none. There's absolutely none. Right's wrong, and wrong is right. And as long as you have that agenda, then you're going to be eat, drink, and be merry and live in this wonderful world and be able to move ahead and then keep the blinders on. And listen to what we have to say. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Is there any good news to end on? Do you have 2023 Silver Eagles, Brian?
I do have 2023 Silver Eagles. Yes.
That is the fantastic news, because you know what, folks? You can get those and put them in your portfolio and create stability for you and your family. That is great news, Brian. How much are they right now? $41?
They're like $39 right now.
Ooh, they're under the 40 mark. It's time to get them, Kelly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff. Right now, the time to buy is when everybody's selling and nobody wants it. But everybody thinks, no, I'll wait. They want to wait till it starts going up again. Good luck.
The best.
And then they want to complain and
right
say they missed it.
Yeah, the best thing I've
Go
got
ahead,
right now for sale. The best thing I've got right now for sale are silver nickels. You can buy them for about 7 cents over melt, and that's right now. That's the best thing that I'll have. I just bought 150,000 of them, and they won't last long because that'll be the best thing I've got in my shop.
How much do they cost a piece?
It's a small nickel. They're a buck and a half.
A buck and a half to buy a nickel, ladies and gentlemen. It is the deal of a lifetime.
Yeah.
That just shows you how meltdown the money really is, people. Think about that. A dollar and a half to buy a nickel. But the nickel's held its value, is the point Brian's making, and it will continue to do so, is the educational takeaway. The solution is to buy nickels now. So 100 of them cost how much then? $150.
What is 105? What's that? Yeah, what? Gosh, now. My brain.
$1.50 for one, right? $150. So $150 to get you 100 of them. Buy them by the 100. $150.
Yeah, $150. Yep.
All right. And when you say that's 7 cents above melt, is melt spot or is that different?
So, yeah. So if you took the paper price on that paper melt, that's what we call melt. So that paper price, has about $1.43, I think, or something to that effect of silver in it. So, yeah.
All right. So that's really spot price, too.
Yeah, the spot price in mailed is the same. It's just on that paper price.
It's the same.
But
all right, I want people to understand that. Spot, melt, paper price, what we're talking about is the game they play. You can literally get 7 cents above that. That's all Brian's making because he has to get it shipped to him, and they got to, mint it, and they got to, all that. You're paying virtually nothing over the spot or the melt or the paper price. 7 measly cents, nothing. I mean, what's a cent worth these days if a dollar's worth nothing, right? Anyway, incredible. Buy 100 true silver nickels for $150. Available now. Brian Rust, rustcoiningift.com. Kelly and Brian, thank you, gentlemen.
Hey, you bet, Sam. Have a great day.
We'll talk soon. There you have it. Hour one of the can. Hour two coming up. We declare this nation shall endure. The solution is the Ten Commandments. For starters, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Savior Jesus Christ. God save the Republic of the United States of America.